Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Welcome, church. Hallelujah. Welcome to church. Welcome, church, wherever you are. Praise God. Amen. So good to be with you all this morning. Good to see so many early birds on the line this morning. Praise God for each and every one of you, all of you who are here. Amen. And those who are on their way as well. Amen. So welcome to this, the third Sunday of March. March is marching on. Praise God. It's going to be spring real soon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And here in St. Louis on this day, March 20th, 2022, it's a bright, shiny, sunny day here. Amen. Amen. And wow, we're going up to 73 degrees today. Praise his holy name. Amen. So let's have Pastor Mom open us up with a word of prayer. Greet everybody first, Pastor Mom.
Hi.
Say hi first.
Hi. Hi.
Well, they're here, so they're doing good. Amen. So, okay.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation.
But deliver us
from evil.
For thine
is the kingdom.
Yes.
And power and glory.
Forever. Amen. 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 Praise God. We thank God for his memory. The word of God says the memory of the just is blessed, and that the Holy Spirit brings back to our remembrance the word of God. So we thank God for Pastor Mom this morning. Continue on with our prayer.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for being with us. And standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give God all the praise. Thank you, Pastor Mom. We thank him for leading you and guiding you this morning and each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our scripture for today, Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6, and we're going to all read it together. Amen. And then we'll go to our Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, and we'll hear our pearl to ponder today. Hallelujah. Let's go with Psalm 95.
Psalm 95.
Psalm 95. Okay, let's read. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Mm-hmm. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Praise God. The Lord was just saying to me that you all are reading the scriptures out loud with us. Thank you for doing that. Amen. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. It's a blessing to read the scriptures out loud in your home, wherever you are, and the atmosphere is changed. Hallelujah. Because you are reading the word of God. You're speaking the word of God in your atmosphere. And we give God all the praise. Hallelujah. And so you all know, the ones who've been with us, you know that the Lord has talked to us about giving us a charge and a challenge to learn more of who he is. So we've done it different ways. At first, you know, we had people to say who he is to you. We've looked up who the Lord is from A to Z, from Genesis to Revelation. We've played some songs about the Lord. So we've done some things because we need to learn more, and he wants us to learn more about who he is. And the more we know about who he is, the more we can walk in the power and the authority that he has given to us. The more we know about our identity, which we're going to talk about today. And so he wants us to be so aware and to know who he is. So today we're going to talk about him being the Prince of Peace. This month we're on peace. We talked about that he is our peace. We talked about that he is the God of peace. Praise God. And so this week we're talking about the Lord as the Prince of Peace. And probably most of you will think about this scripture, Isaiah 9, and we hear it a lot around Christmas time. And it says, "For to us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." So he is the Prince of Peace. And so I want to just go to another part of the scripture and say something about him being, he is the Prince of Peace, and as the Prince of Peace, what he does. And as the God of Peace, what he does. Now, Jesus said this himself in Matthew 10 and verse 34. Matthew 10 and verse 34. And it says, "Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword." Now, that sounds a little contradictory. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the God of Peace. And he said, "I came to bring a sword." James 3 and verse 17, James 3 verse 17 says, "The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable." So when Jesus says that he's bringing a sword, the sword is the instrument by which peace is brought. Now, in the natural, that does not make sense. Okay? But let's think about it some more. And that's why it's so good and so important for us to go back, meditate, get the whole counsel of God, go through the scriptures on who he is. And so when Jesus says he came to bring a sword, he came to bring a sword to cut away that which is keeping us from peace. Keeping us from peace, the sword is there, it's going to cut it away. Glory to God. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword." That's Hebrews 4:12. "It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Oh, hallelujah. Now it's really starting to make sense. Why would Jesus bring a sword? Because he knows that there's some thoughts and intents of our heart. There's some separating of soul and spirit that has to be done so that we can lay hold to that peace that he's bringing to us. If that's not cut out, if stuff's not cut out of us, he could give us all this peace, and then that stuff will try to rise up again and take the peace away. So, and I thought about an example. I don't know if it's a good example, but it was good to me. You know, because we have some bananas. We always have bananas. And so I looked in our little bowl that we had the bananas in, and there were some good bananas on the top, but at the bottom, something was going on because it was like, it was liquidy at the bottom. And I was like, what in the world is that? Come to find out, there was a banana at the bottom that was liquefying. It had, it was spoiled. And if I had left those good bananas that were on top in there with that spoiled banana, then that would have spoiled as well. So the Lord has to cut out of us, out of our soul, out of our mind, out of our thoughts, out of our intentions that's in our heart, so that it will not spoil what he's doing in us. So as long as we try to hold on to something impure, the things in our life, we can never have the peace that God wants us to have. So first is purity, then the peace comes. and the peace can abide. The peace can stay. Hallelujah. Because ultimately, he wants us to have everlasting peace. Amen. This is our pearl to ponder. It's something to think about. Ponder on it. Let the Lord give you a revelation of him as the Prince of Peace. And now we have a song, too. Hallelujah. Now, this song is it has a Jewish flair to it. Praise God. It's called Prince of Peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Was that sweet or what? But I found that song on YouTube, and I was like, oh, this is so nice. Amen. Amen. Yes, he is our Prince of Peace, and we can ponder on that pearl. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our declaration. Hallelujah. Declaring and decreeing. And the more we do this, the more that I know that this definitely is the will of God. And the more we do it, the more I know that things are happening. I won't tell the whole story, but I will tell a story of just recently. I was declaring and decreeing over the atmosphere around where we live. And, I was declaring and decreeing and telling things, oh, you can't be here, you know. And before I knew it, you know, and I kept doing it every time I would see the situation. And before I knew it, it was all taken care of because of the words that came out of my mouth, because I was believing God to take care of it. There was no way that I could have taken care of it. No way. But God. And one day I'll be released to tell you the details of it. But there was no way I could have done it. But as I declared and decreed, I saw God take care of it. Not only did he take care of it, it was in the newspapers. It was on the news that it was taken care of. That was so awesome to me. So when we do these declarations, be fully engaged with it. Even if it doesn't look like you see things going, turning and changing, still be fully engaged because it's going to happen. You know, and I've been doing this for, you know, I was declaring and decreeing into the atmosphere, I don't know, it's been some months. And then I would see things still come back and start happening, and I continue to declare and decree, and that is taken care of. Praise God. God has taken care of it. Hallelujah. So continue to be fully engaged with us with this. Amen. Job 22:28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing. The Lord was saying, you know, some people are like, oh, we do this every week. Man, I could be doing something else. You could be. You could be. If the Lord sent you here, he sent you to do these declarations with us. Amen. Fully engaged. Come on. Job 22 and 28. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. We're going into springtime now. That grass is coming back up. The flowers, we have a beautiful Easter lily, slowly blooming. And I know Easter or Resurrection Sunday is not until next month, almost a month from now. But I'm telling you, that flower is just coming up. It's beautiful. It hasn't unfurled yet, but it's going to. But then after a while, it's going to fade. So the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. Let's say these declarations. Repeat after me. Christ has redeemed me.
Has redeemed me.
From the curse.
From the curse.
Of the law.
Of the law.
Therefore.
Therefore.
I forbid. Any sickness.
Any sickness.
Or disease.
Or disease.
To come upon my body.
Upon my body.
Every disease. Germ. Allergy.
Allergic reaction.
And every virus.
And its variant.
That touches my body. Dies instantly. In the name of Jesus. Every organ, and every tissue
of my body
functions in the perfection
that God created it to function.
I forbid
any malfunction
in my body
in the name of Jesus.
And the word of God is Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And, you know, I love these declarations because, you know, we've been saying this, you know, before there was an Omicron subvariant, it was every virus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we thank God he knows well in advance what's up. And there'll be no malfunctions in our body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go on. Repeat after me.
Great is the peace
of my children and my children's children.
For they are taught
of the Lord. That's Isaiah 54 and 13. Amen. Now check this out. We were saying this before gas prices went up high. We were saying this before, you know, this super duper inflation came up. So we're going to say it again this morning. Repeat after me. I have no lack.
For my God.
Meets all my needs. According to his glorious riches.
In Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. Philippians 4 and verse 19. Amen. Amen. So, okay. We're going to say two more. All right. Because we talked about the Prince of Peace this morning. We've been talking about peace this month. So repeat after me, the peace of God
that transcends
all understanding.
Guards my heart
and my mind
in Christ Jesus.
I think on things
that are true,
noble,
right,
pure,
admirable,
excellent,
and praiseworthy.
That's Philippians 4:7-8. Hallelujah. Now, this prayer, this last declaration, you know, I was thinking about the war that's going on, and Ukraine. And so we're declaring this morning, and we declare this over the people of Ukraine as well. So repeat after me. God is on my side.
God is on my side.
God is with me now.
God is with me now.
Who can be against me?
Who can be against me?
He has given me.
He has given me.
Everything.
Everything.
I need. For life.
For life.
And godliness.
And God.
Therefore,
I participate
in his divine nature
of love.
Amen. That's from Romans 8:31, 2 Corinthians 6:16, John 10:10, and 2 Peter 1:3-4. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watching the news, and they were saying that Vladimir Putin was quoting the Bible, and I thought a lot of things. They were not praiseworthy, so I had to get back to the praiseworthy kind of thought. But the scripture that he said was that no greater love has a man that he lays down his life for his friend. And so, you know, I was talking to the Lord. I was, you know, lifting that up. And, you know, I know he wasn't talking about his fight between, you know, his fight with Ukraine or the war with Ukraine. You know, my sister, Pastor Catherine, was saying, you know, he was trying to get his people to continue to fight, you know, and he was using that to have them to lay down their lives. And I was like, well, that could be it. That could be it. And then the Lord brought to my mind this morning that when you translate friend into Russian, the word is comrade. And comrade is a big deal for them, for somebody to be your comrade. Apparently, you know, and we know people who pick scriptures out, and we just continue to pray for Vladimir Putin. Amen. We pray that that the Lord will give him, take out a heart of stone out of him and give him a heart of flesh. And we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. And hallelujah. We claim him as an inheritance for your kingdom and for your righteousness, knowing that nothing is impossible for you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You can touch his heart in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, because his heart is in your hands, and you run it as the rivers of water. So we just thank you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For what you're doing in Vladimir Putin on this day, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And we continue to pray for the lives and for the peace of the people in Ukraine. Hallelujah. That God, the canopy of God's glory, will cover the people of Ukraine and keep them alive during this time. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now let's go on and have some praise and worship this morning. You know, one of my favorite things, I haven't heard it in a while, this is my dance music. Glory to God. Minister Joy Bryant, the Joy Medley. Y'all know I like this. Amen.
I want to take you back to the old time way, the way we used to have church, that good old time religion. God gave me this verse in my private time with him. He gave me the verse and I want to give it back to him. It goes like this. I've got so much to thank God for. I've got so much to thank God for.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. I hope somebody got up and danced with me this morning. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whenever I hear this song by our friend, Minister Joy Bryant, whenever I hear this song, I think about my friend Bishop Aaron McClary. Those of you who listen to our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts know that he has been with us so many times. We have him as a standard in January to prophesy and bring us a word for the new year. Well, Bishop Aaron is a triplet. So he was in the womb with two girls. And yesterday, one of his sisters, one of his triplet sisters, passed away. So we are in prayer with Bishop Aaron. And Father, we just join together right now, and we just pray peace and comfort over them right now, Lord God. Guard their hearts, guard their minds, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And keep them as only you can. And as Pastor Mom says, hold them in the hollow of your own hand, Lord God. Just keep them together, Lord God. Hallelujah. And their mother is still alive. And you know, I believe she had children. And so we just lift them all up to you, Lord God, and pray peace, peace. Let the Prince of Peace be all over them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you don't know that or you just found out that right now, please, if you're on Facebook, go on and he has something on Facebook and just, you know, encourage the man of God and send something to him, give him a message. I think a lot of people have been leaving messages for him of condolences. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go into our time of giving. Now, once again, we got prayers, declarations we're saying together, and especially during this time where I'm calling it super duper inflation, but not too hard for God. Amen. It is not too hard for God when you see these gas prices. And I just determined in my spirit when they were showing on the news somewhere, I don't know where it was, but the gas was $7 and something a gallon. And my stomach was trying to do something. I said, no, the blood of Jesus. I had to declare and decree, you know, in the atmosphere, declare and decree to my body that God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And my stomach had to stop doing flip-flops. You know, when you look at the prices of food and all of that. And, you know, I know for me, and, you know, you may be okay, which is great. That is great. For me, I got to declare and decree what he's doing for me, what he's done for me. You know, we made it through, what was that, 2008? 2008 was something other. And I think, you know, sometimes I don't think people remember how it was in 2008, but it was something else back then. All kinds of companies were about to go bankrupt, and God got us through that. So, hey, he did it before. He'll do it again. He is God, Almighty God. Amen. So let's pray over our finances, and we've been doing that, and we'll continue to do it, knowing that God has taken care of everything. So repeat this prayer for finances after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
May I be
a good steward.
Of all you give me.
Help me
to remember
that all I have,
belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it. May I always,
be paid
well for the work I do.
And
may my money,
not
be stolen,
lost,
devoured,
destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply
it.
So
that
what I have and what I make
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not
Be
anxious,
about
finances,
but will seek
your kingdom first,
knowing
that as I do,
I will have all
I need. In
Jesus' name,
amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So whatever comes, whatever goes up, whatever comes down, whatever goes around, he will take care of all of our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. And when you think about the riches in glory, hey, the streets are paved with gold. Come on, somebody. Amen. And then there's a huge pearl at the gate. Silver and the gold, all the silver and the gold belongs to him right here on earth. Praise God. So he's got it all, and he is our source. He is our provider. He is our Jehovah Jireh. I hear somebody saying, amen, amen, amen. It's like I can hear y'all for real. Praise God. Somebody just had a good time. A good praise off of that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can give via Cash App, and our Cash App is $ESLCCC. Amen. And that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can also give at the door. Someone came to the door early this morning and gave. If you're in the Heritage House, we're in 2E, and you can give in that way. You can also give via the mail, and you make your check payable to ESLCCC. Our address is 2800 Olive Street. That's O-L-I-V-E Street. Number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. So now we're going to pray over your tithes and offering. I'm listening to a video, and it's the name of it is God is My Source. And they were talking about tithing. And this guy was saying how him and his wife were praying because their appliances in the house started to break down. And he started praying, and he said, Lord, we are tithers. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray tithers' rights over these appliances in the name of Jesus, that the enemy cannot come and steal, kill, and destroy our appliances in this house. And I was like, amen, hallelujah. So for those tithers, you have rights. You have tithers' rights. And according to the word of God, he said that he would open the windows of heaven. Just try him on it. Test him on it. He'd open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings, overflow blessings, too much to receive. And then he said that he would rebuke the devourer for our sake. So, Lord God, we thank you for the tithers today, Lord, those who are giving 10%. So if they're getting $500, that's $50. If they're getting $250, that's $25. $1,000, that's $100. So we thank you, Lord God, for putting the money in our hands and then having us to give 10% of it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And now we have the right. We have tithers' right in the name of Jesus, knowing that our money, hallelujah, will not be lost. It will not be it will not be destroyed. It will not be stolen in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we'll have an overflow. We'll have in a way that we'll be able to give to others easily in Jesus' name. Lord God, we lift up those who are givers, Lord God. You said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So first comes the tithe, then comes the offering. I think people think it the other way around. But anyway, first comes the tithe, then comes the offering. After the tithe, everything else is an offering. Lord God, we thank you for that. You said, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So what you want to do for us, God, is overflow on top of overflow. Thank you for that, Lord God. We receive it right now in the name of Jesus. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11 that says that you'll make us a thousandfold more than we are right now. And bless us as you have promised us, as the sand in the sea and the stars in the sky. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name from everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone, O Lord. And I want to continue to encourage you. If you have any if you have a testimony, please let us know about it. We'll give you space to give your testimony. God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So area code 602, I see that your hand is raised. I'm going to open up the line. I don't know who you are, but I'm going to open up the line now before we get to our word today. Welcome.
Amen.
To
amen.
Amen. Amen. Tell us
good
who
morning,
you are.
Queen.
Good morning.
I'm Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I'm calling from Sunny Mesa, Arizona. I've been on over 10,000 of these radio shows, but I call to get the word. And y'all on fire today. I'm so happy to have y'all in my life. Y'all said some positive things and encouraging stuff. Yes, baby.
Can I have
some
water?
Yes, I'll get you water. I'm going day to day her mode. I'm doing it all, but at the same time, God is real.
Amen. All right, we remember you, Pastor Don. Thank you so much for coming back and seeing us and. You
yes,
and the
ma'am.
Baby that wanted water, have a blessed day.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, she said.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's good to have visitors today. Amen. And while I'm stopping here, we'll give a quick shout out to the people we see on the line this morning, and we know your number. Minister Rachel and family. Hallelujah. From New Jersey. Minister Faye, God bless you. Good to see you. Pastor Mark, Pastor Helen, Pastor Price from Memphis, Minister Carrie, and Minister Mary, and Sister Debbie. Praise God. Amen. Good to see all of you here with us this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to have another song, and then we're going to go into the word today. You know, we've been talking about salvation, the three parts of salvation, justification, sanctification, and glorification. And we have been speaking on cation. And sanctification is such a big part that we're on number 3 of sanctification, and we'll be talking about identity this morning. Praise God. And I guess I just have Minister Joy Bryant on my heart this morning. So we're going to play another one of her songs. It's called Your Will. Amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hey! I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say. Everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you.
Sanctification. We want God's will to be done in our lives. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. And yes, Lord, we want your will to be done. We want your kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. And Lord God, even in us, in our lives individually, we want to be set apart. We want to be sanctified. We want to turn our back on the things of the world, to turn our face to you, Lord God, and continue to seek your face. Lord, even as this word goes forth today, I just thank you, Lord God, that you speak through me and to me, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let each and every one of us be touched and forever changed, Lord. We thank you today, Lord God, that this word today is a word of confirmation. It's a word of connecting dots together. In the name of Jesus, it's a word of revelation and wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And we give you praise for it now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, amen. So we are going through salvation. Hallelujah. Justification, sanctification, and glorification. And you know what? We're going to take our time. Hallelujah. We're not going to rush through this. We're going to do it. And because I speak on the third and the fourth Sundays typically, that's when we're doing it. Amen. And we're not in a hurry. As long as God has given us a word on these things, that's what we're going to do. Praise God. I was telling you guys that I was listening to, this is really George Pearson and Gloria Copeland, and they have done a series, and I'm trying to remember how long it was, 243, but they've been doing it since 2011, so I don't think we're going to do it that long. Unless the Lord says something different. But, you know, when God gives you something, it's awesome. And the revelation comes, you know, this way and that way. You turn it around, and it comes from up and down and sideways, and then you shake it up, and you get another revelation on it. So, hallelujah. As long as he wants to talk about it, then that's what we're going to do. Amen. So I'm going to give you a quick review of the three stages of salvation. First is justification. Justification is an act whereby whereby he pronounces a sinner to be righteous because of the sinner's faith in Christ. We are justified. We're declared righteous. We're in right standing with God at the moment of our salvation. Amen. Amen. And we are, with justification, we are delivered from the penalty of sin. We have no more penalty of sin. Amen. And I'm not going to go through this in detail. We did that before. You can go back and listen to our podcast. All you have to do is Google Gitim Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. When you Google that, if you put salvation in, then if you say Gitim Radio Salvation, then these will pop up, okay? So, but the main, for this review, justification is just like we never sinned. And we are delivered from the penalty of sin. And then sanctification is a deliverance from the power of sin, and it is present and continuous. And we are becoming Christ-like during this time of sanctification. And this is, it's not accomplished because we hold our breath and we bear down and we're going to be sanctified. No, it's because the Holy Ghost power and his presence that we get sanctified. We got saved by faith. It was a spiritual thing, and we can only be sanctified. The Holy Ghost is moving through us. We're going to talk some more about that. But just to say it again, we are delivered from the power of sin. And the power of sin will manifest itself in the flesh, the world, and the devil. And so we have been delivered from that. And we are being delivered. We've been delivered. and we are being delivered, and it's a lifelong process. We'll get back to that as well. And then after that, the last part of our salvation is glorification. And that's God's final removal of sin from the life of the saints so that we will stand faultless before him in glory in eternity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the real party right there. But we can do some partying here as we go through our sanctification process. Amen. We get to walk with God. We get to talk with God. We get to, you know, learn what it is to grow in him. Amen. I'm not to that part yet. I'm going to get back to that. But glorification is a deliverance from the presence of sin. So once we get to heaven, there'll be no presence of sin. As we go through our sanctification process, we're still in the presence of sin. But when we're glorified, when we leave these bodies, when we're absent from the body and present with the Lord, hallelujah, there will be no more presence of sin in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's go on with our word today. I'm still kind of reviewing a little bit of what we said when we got to sanctification, and that sanctification is our dash. It is our dash. So, you know, sanctification is our born-again dash. You know, when a person dies, their obituary has the day that they were born and a dash, and then the day that they died. For us as born-again Christians, we have the date that we were born again. Our dash is our time of sanctification. And after the dash is the date that we go to glory. Hallelujah. That's our glorification. So for us, it would be our justification date, dash, our sanctification dash, and then our glorification date. Hallelujah. So sanctification is a lifelong process. And to be honest with you, I did not know that at first. I didn't know that I was in a sanctification process. For us to know that we're in the process is meaningful. And then to know that we can choose to be in the process, or we can choose not to be in the process. So repeat after me, Lord.
Lord,
I choose
to be
in your sanctification.
In your sanctification
process.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes we just gotta declare it and decree it, say it out loud. We choose to be in this sanctification process. Amen. We'll say some more about that later. And sanctification is taking the word of God personally. It's taking the word of God personally for yourself, living the word where our flesh is becoming the living word. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus came and the word became flesh. Hallelujah, and dwelt among us. Glory to God. And so here we are in the flesh, and the flesh is becoming the living word. Our thoughts are becoming the living word, where we're thinking about the word of God, and we're living Jesus right here and right now. You know, he could have saved us. He could have brought us right home right away. This guy named Bobby, what is his name? Is it Bobby Jones? But anyway, he's a preacher. And he said, people could have just died right away. And he said it in a very graphic kind of way, you know, get the shotgun out and all that right after salvation. But God wanted us to be here. And there are some things that we need to experience of him in the land of the living. some things that even the angels, they won't know. They know the Lord. They're around the Lord, but they won't know him how we know him, because we are here on earth. We're here in the presence of sin, you know, the world, the flesh, the devil. We're in this presence, and for us to choose to be in that sanctification process, because, you know, even when we're justified, we could be justified for real. I mean, for real be justified, for real be saved, and not enter into this sanctification process and let the Lord clean us up. I like the way Pastor Price says, you know, the Lord will send us as evangelists to catch the fish, and it cleans the fish. So the sanctification is the cleansing part. And hey, and sometimes it's a gutting. Well, it is, for real. But he has to gut us out so that he can live in us and through us. Amen. So sanctification trains us and transforms us. Amen. The Lord is calling us to a life of constant communion with him. And what we're going through right now is we're going through basic training before leaving earth. So all of our life, after we get saved, we're in this basic training before leaving earth. And, you know, some of you know that people call the Bible and take an anagram of the Bible, each letter of the Bible, in training before leaving earth. Anyway, that's what it is. It's basic training before leaving earth. Of basic information, I don't know what that I is, but basic training before leaving earth, and that's what we're doing right now. The Lord is training us in the ways of his kingdom to be made new in the attitude of our mind, to put on the new self created to be like him. So although our new self is being conformed into the image of his likeness, that doesn't erase the essence of who we are. The more we're like him, the more we'll develop into the unique person he's designed us to be. So in other words, a tree is still a tree. A rose is still a rose. The best tree and the best rose that we could ever be. Amen. So he's not turning us into robots that we all look the same, but we all have our unique calling and giftings, and they'll just be greater than they could ever be the more we yield to this process called sanctification. So he's constantly working on us to transform our lives. There's no limit to his great power and glory and what it can accomplish. Hallelujah. And remember, through all of this, because sometimes in this sanctification process, sometimes we feel like we failed, we didn't make it, we missed it that time. But we got to know that he's able to keep us from falling no matter how weak we are. And he's able to keep us from falling and present glory. Hallelujah. So we're growing in grace, but complete freedom from sin will not be possible until we leave this fallen world. I mean, I'm trying to think of who it is. This is in my mind. I'm not getting a word right now, but you guys know who I'm talking about. The one man who God just took him, Enoch. Thank you, Jesus. So Enoch pleased God so much. Enoch, in the middle of his sanctification process, the Lord said, come on and be with me. He didn't even die. God just took Enoch and brought him on up. Hallelujah. We want that Enoch sanctification. Glory to God. Well, we're just pleasing God so much, he'll Enoch us on up out of here. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyway, during our transformation, we experience his gift of peace and joy. Our peace is a continual gift from God. Now, if he gave us peace right away, permanent peace, then we wouldn't have to depend on his presence, and we might fall into a trap of being self-sufficient. He wants and he has designed us to need him, hallelujah, to need him moment by moment, hallelujah. I think about this song, Mom. Somebody was singing it the other night. Mom started crying and stuff. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. Amen. We need him. Amen. Every hour, moment by moment, heartbeat by heartbeat, breath by breath, we need him. And so awareness of our neediness, we realize that we need him, that, you know, so much. And praise be to God, he can meet every one of our needs without draining his resources at all. Now, if we did that to a human being, if we was looking at a human and I've done it. I need you. Every hour I need you. They can't handle it. That's reserved for God and for God alone. Amen. So God's exceeding joy is for him and for us. So he's joyful as we're joyful. He delights in us right now. But joy will be exponentially magnified when we join him in glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the joy we will experience in heaven is so far beyond anything that we have known or indescribable. As I said, that's where the party is. Hallelujah. Amen. So, we're going to get into, we're just about into the identity part. I just want to emphasize this, that God is a gentleman. He won't force us into salvation and he won't force us into sanctification. Remember the scripture, Revelation 3:20, I think we said this last week, or not last week, the fourth Sunday in February, and Revelation 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he's with me." Amen. Or it says in King James, "I will come in and sup with him, and he with me." God is a gentleman. Hallelujah. He knocks. He's asking for permission to enter. Then he dines with us. So the entering is salvation. The entering is justification. Dining with us, that's our sanctification. He's dining with us. He doesn't force us to do anything, and he wants to co-labor with everything that we're doing, that he's doing. It's a co-labor. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 9 says, "For we are co-laborers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building." And that's the NIV version. So he's dining with us. And in the Bible, you see where food is used as a metaphor, urges us to adopt the attitude and appetite of hunger, of newborn babies. So in 1 Peter 2:2, he says, "Crave the pure spiritual milk." this is our sanctification process, that we crave, hallelujah, that we crave the pure spiritual milk when we start off. That's what we're doing. And then as we grow and mature, we move from drinking milk to eating solid food. And that's 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 2. I'm not going to stop here longer with this, so hopefully you can keep up with us, or go back to the podcast, and you'll be able to listen and write down notes. So as we mature, we get to eating solid food, 3 and verse 2. Solid food is for the mature. Praise God. And then Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And that's Matthew 4:4. So he wants us. Jesus has said, we can't live by bread alone. We got to have every word that comes from the mouth of God. That's when we really start growing. And Job treasured the words of God more than his daily bread. That's Job 23 and verse 12. And then Ezekiel talked about God's word satisfies his hunger. Amen. And he said in Ezekiel 3 and verse 3, so I ate it. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can just be reading the word of God and it just gets so sweet. This sweet as honey. It just touches your heart. And then Jeremiah said, when I discovered your words, I devoured them. They are my joy and my heart's delight. Hallelujah. That's from Jeremiah 15 and 16. So that's what happens as we grow, as we are sanctified, and we're growing, we're maturing, we've let God in, we've let Jesus, we open the door for him, and now in this sanctification process, we're supping with him. We're learning how to drink that milk, how to go into that solid food, hallelujah, where he becomes our daily bread, glory to God. And when we eat from his word, it gets sweet to us. It's sweet like honey. And then we devour his word, and they become a joy in our heart, in our delight. Hallelujah. That's what we, that's what we can look forward to in this sanctification process. We can look forward to things just getting better and better and just loving on the word of God. But we have to choose, as I said, and we said that, we declared that we choose to be in this vacation process. So repeat after me again. Dear Lord,
I choose to be
in this sanctification, process. Amen. Now let's go on to our identity. We're going to have Pastor Mom to read a scripture here. There are some scriptures that I put in the text that I sent you all. If there's anyone who wants to read some of those scriptures for us that I put in your text.
You got me.
Oh, okay, Mom. Thank you. I put some scriptures in your text this morning. Ephesians 1 and verse 6, Pastor Mom's going to read that. So if anyone would like to read John 14, verse 20 through 23. And then we have Galatians 2 and verse 20. So check your text out. It's in your text. And then Colossians 1 and verse 27. We're going to read those. No, ma'am. Hold on. I'm going to say it one more time. Okay. Pastor Mom's going to read Ephesians 1 and verse 6. I need someone to read John 14, verse 20 through 23, Galatians 2 and verse 20, and Colossians 1 and 27 and verse 27. Amen. If you have pressed your number one key, I don't see you, so send me a text. Okay, so Pastor Mom is going to read Ephesians 1 and verse 6. We're talking about identity now. It is so important we know our identity in Christ. As we go through this sanctification process, and I'm sure you've heard of people who, they may go to the mountains in another country, and they're trying to find themselves and trying to figure out who they are and all of this. And now these days with identity, some people identify themselves as another sex than what they were born in. Sometimes people identify themselves as not having any sex at all, or they're identifying themselves as all manner of things these days. We need to know our identity in Christ. Hallelujah. Okay, Pastor Price, I see you press your number one key. Thank you so much. Pastor Mom is reading Ephesians 1 and verse 6.
Praise of the
glory
of this
grace
wherein he has made us
accepted
in the
beloved. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord that Pastor Mom's eyes are getting better and better in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Carey. I see your number one key is pressed as well. Praise God. So we need to know our identity. We need to know, and the only way we can know our identity in Christ is to know what he has said about us. Amen. Hallelujah. He has said some things about us. Before we were born, he said some things about us. Amen. And a friend of mine was going through something recently. Somebody had told her. I mean, she's been in the Lord for a long time. We've known each other for 30 years. I call her the minister's minister. I mean, she's just a blessing. She's been a blessing to many people over the years, but something, the enemy's trying to get in her ear and tell her that she's not who she thinks she is. So very quickly, I'm going to tell you who you are. You are accepted in the beloved, and I'm going to tell you who you are real quick and give you a quick scripture. So if you can keep up with me, fine. If not, come back and just, you know, get it later. You are blessed. Ephesians 1 and verse 3. You are loved. John 3:16. Amen. Let me rephrase this. You say it. So repeat after me. I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am loved.
I am loved.
I'm courageous.
I'm courageous.
That's Deuteronomy 31:6. I am redeemed.
I am redeemed.
Romans 3:24. I am free. I am free.
I am free.
Romans 6. I am beautiful.
I am beautiful.
Psalm 139, verse 13 through 14. I am victorious.
I am victorious.
Amen. Romans 8 and 37. I am gifted.
I am gifted.
James 1 and 17, verse 17. I am valuable.
I am valuable.
Job 33 and verse 4. Now, sometimes, boy, that thing really tries to get to people to make them think they're not valuable. Let's keep going. I have purpose.
I have purpose.
Jeremiah 29:11. I am strong.
I am strong.
Psalm 18 and verse 25. I am important.
I am important.
1 Peter 2:29. I am bold.
I am bold.
2 Corinthians 3:12. And the last one, I am his masterpiece.
I am his masterpiece.
Ephesians 2:10. Hallelujah. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Glory to God. Amen. And we're still talking about our identity. We are the body of Christ. We are collectively the church, and we are individually the church. And, you know, when we come on, our theme song is, I am the church, you are the church, we are the church, together. So, yes, you are the church. Amen. Amen. And so, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to, Pastor Price, when you read, I want you to read, here it is. John 14:20-23. I'm going to open up the line and let you read that. And then, Minister Carey, you can read Galatians 2:20. You can read Galatians 2:20, and I'll give you the other one, Colossians 1:27. You can read both of those. There, I think they're pretty short, but Pastor Price's is a little longer. Okay, you're reading John 14.
Hallelujah.
And we're talking about us being the church. Good morning, Pastor Price.
Good morning, Apostle Kizzy. I really love the way you're doing that. That you put it in the. In the text, because I could just come in and put it in my browser. Thank you. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Pastor Mom. John 14:20-23. At that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and he will come into him, and we will come into him and make our abode with him. Right. Going back home here.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. And on that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, you in me, and I in you. Now, and I'm telling you, in my a lot of these things that I'm saying about the sanctification process are, there are things that I've gone through. Amen. And this was a biggie for me, for my identity, to know when Jesus said, I am in the Father, you're in me, and I'm in you. That's a whole lot to, as the world says, to wrap your mind around. And you don't have to wrap your mind around it. You can just simply believe it by faith and know it by the Spirit of the true and living God. And as we know that, things are just so different in our lives. When we know that we know that we know that we are truly born again, and that God, Almighty God, and actually the fullness of the Godhead dwells on the inside of us. We have the power. We have the authority. Hallelujah. We have him living on the inside of us. And this is going to be another broadcast at another time, but there are times where the very presence of God, that I can perceive the very presence of God moving around in my body, just the way that I perceived when I was pregnant, and I knew that there was another life on the inside of me. And we need to know that, even men. I know you men, you've never experienced that, or a woman that's never had a baby. You've never experienced another life on the inside of you. But he is. He actually is on the inside of us. And for our identity to be known, we must know, or for us to be aware of who we are, we must know that we're not in this by ourselves. Hallelujah. We're not here by ourselves. Wherever we go, in that last verse 23, he has made his abode in us. He lives in us. He moves in us. He has his being on the inside of us. Hallelujah. And when we have a revelation of that, and we know that we know that we know that he's in us like that, then the world, the flesh, and the devil can't touch us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So day by day, we're getting more of a revelation of who we really are. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. We're here, and the presence of sin is around us, but we're not of that. We're not of that anymore. And more, as we walk with him, as we talk with him, as we let him have his way in us, glory to God, then other things fade away. And we'll talk about that next week, because we're gonna talk about our reality. Because we actually live in another reality than what's around us. Hallelujah. Amen. And glory to God. We are one with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I gave Minister Carey something to read. I don't think I put this scripture there. It's long, too. Pastor Price, go on to John 17, 14 to 23. I'm going to let you go ahead and read that. John 17, 14 to 23 starts talking about, again, that we are one. We are the body of Christ collectively and individually, and we are one with him. So he says it in more than one spot because he wants us to get this. Amen. So go ahead, Pastor Price.
Glory to God. It says in John 17, 14 through 23, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. I'll go back to in King James 15. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and has loved them as thou hast loved me. Glory to God. Going back on me.
Amen. So repeat after me, Lord.
Lord.
Help me.
Help me.
To get it.
To get it.
Help me.
Help me.
To understand.
Help me to understand.
That we are one.
That we are one.
Help me to live.
Help me live.
In the way.
In the way.
That I know.
That I know.
That we are one.
That we are one.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, oh, he says so much in this. He said, sanctify. Here we're talking about sanctification. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. So the sanctification process happens in the word of God. Hallelujah. And then in verse 19, he says, and for their sakes, I sanctify myself. So Jesus sanctified himself while he was here so that we might be sanctified through the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, it's just, it's so much in this John 17:14-23. Hallelujah. And so, but he wants us to know that that he is in us. He says, 23, verse 23, I in them, thou in me, and that they may be made perfect in one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so he's saying that we are one. We are really one. And I can recall when I first just really gave everything to the Lord, I kept hearing over and over again. I heard by his spirit, in my spirit, I would hear him say many times during the day, we are one. We are one. We are one. And I was telling guys before, I was saying I got that we are one and he lives on the inside of me. And I said to somebody once, we're going to the store. We'll be right back. And they said, well, who's going with you? And I was like, oh, because it became so real to me. I was not by myself. It's just not me in this body. Minister Carey, you can read our last couple of scriptures here. Galatians 2:20.
Okay, good evening, everyone. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Amen. Go ahead and go to Colossians 1:27.
To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of his mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Carey. Hallelujah. And when I go back and I look at Galatians 2:20, this was a biggie in my life. So what I'm talking to you about is what I lived and what I'm living as well. This was one of the first scriptures that really just blew me away. And that was, it's been 30 years now since I gave everything to the Lord. That wasn't my salvation time. I've been saved for 40 years. But I really... really dived into this sanctification process. The Lord drew me into this sanctification process, and I said, okay. And one of the first scriptures was Galatians 2:20. And that was one of the first scriptures that I preached, and I preached it here at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Mom asked me, can you come and speak? And I lived in New Jersey at the time, and that was my scripture. And here's a part about our identity. We have to know that we've been changed. There's a knowing that you're not who you used to be. As you go through the sanctification process, there's a knowing. There's a knowing. And the scripture, I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And that's an awesome realization to know that it's no longer I who live. Now, remember what we were saying before, that he doesn't take away who you are. If you are, for instance, a tree, you're going to be a tree, but you're going to be the best tree you could ever be. If you're a rose, you're going to be the best rose you could ever be, because it's no longer you who live, but Christ who lives in you. Hallelujah. And he'll give you that revelation. You'll know. You'll know that you know that you know it. And I know I'm not talking to novice here. I know y'all know some stuff. Hallelujah. And this may be your dot connector and definitely your confirmation. When you look back over your life and you say, oh, yeah, I know it's no longer me. I knew when that happened. So get ready to share something. And we're going to open the lines in a few moments. So get ready to share what the Lord has done in you. And then Colossians 1:27. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in us, for real. That word in, is a very interesting word. And when you look it up, in means bound and confined to. So this glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ bound and confined to you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what Jesus said, you know, that he said, I and the Father, we make our abode in you. And you know it can't just be them. It's the Holy Ghost. So when Jesus died on the cross, you know, the Holy Ghost had an entree into us as well. So we're talking the fullness of the Godhead lives on the inside of us. And remember, when Jesus was tempted by the enemy, his identity was questioned. And his answer was, it is written. So we find our identity in the word. Praise God. And as we close this part of it, praise God, we got to know that our identity has purpose. Amen. God left us here in this world to demonstrate him. Amen. Just as Father left Jesus in the world to demonstrate the Father, so our identity here in this world has a purpose. And that's what our purpose is to demonstrate Jesus as he demonstrated the Father. And believe me, it goes more than to what would Jesus do. I mean, that was such a cute thing that made people begin to think, what would Jesus do? And then we, you know, people would think, this is how I imagine it. People would think, well, what would Jesus do if he was in this situation? Well, this goes beyond what would Jesus do. This is Jesus live, move, and have your being in me. That's what it is. Well, we're not trying to figure out what would Jesus do, but he's living, he's moving, he's having his being in us, and that's our identity. We're not trying to emulate. We're not trying to fix the outside of our body and put certain clothes on, dress a certain way, where our identity comes from the inside and is manifested on the outside. It's not something that was on the outside that was put on, even a smile. The smile is not just pasted on the face, but the smile comes from within. And you don't even know you're smiling, but the Holy Ghost is smiling through you. You don't even know your eyes are twinkling. You ain't trying to make your eyes smile and twinkle, but it's just happening because the Holy Ghost is moving through you. I can recall that there's some time where I go to the grocery store or walk around shopping and look like everybody and their mama saying hi to me. Well, hello. Oh, your hair looks so good. Oh, I like your outfit. Oh, hi. That wasn't just me. I know enough to know that God is doing something. Hallelujah. He's moving. He's doing something through me and he's reaching out and touching people. Hallelujah. And that's what he does when we allow him to have to live and move and have his being in us, and he is our identity. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So next week, when we come back, we're going to talk about, we're still on sanctification, and we will, we'll talk about reality. Hallelujah. Amen. Because our reality has changed. Glory to God. So we're looking forward to that. Amen. Amen. And pray that God bless you. If you have any comments, questions, prayer requests, press your number one key. And after we talk about, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. We're going to have talk about what's going on in the Getter Radio family of broadcast, and then we'll open up the line. So prepare yourself for that. You can press your number one key in advance. We want to hear from you. Let me know if there were any dots connected, if there is any confirmation. You know that you're in a sanctification process. God is doing something on the inside of you. Share it with us, please. Amen. So, amen. So the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that that's the, this is our entryway. This is our way of opening the door for you, Lord, as we talked about in sanctification. Behold, you stand at the door and knock. Hallelujah. And Romans 10:9 says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised you from the dead, we shall be saved. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into
my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
And help me to follow you.
And now I know.
And I know.
According to the Bible.
According to the Bible.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
And heaven is my home.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we just, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, we commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You are saved. You are born again. Hallelujah. And then we pray that he will fill you with his Holy Spirit and power right now, that you will have power to live right, power to walk right, power to turn your back on the flesh, the world, and the devil. Hallelujah. Power to turn away from this, the presence of sin that is here right now, and to walk in your sanctification process in the name of Jesus, so that God can live and move and have his being in you right here and now. In Jesus' name, amen. And we invite you to come back again and listen and be a part of our Get 'em Radio, God in the Midst, is Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. So every Sunday we have church service, and that is 11, and it's the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. Hallelujah. And I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. And this church is 31 years old. Hallelujah. It's been in existence for 31 years, and God has just been blessing here. So God keeps showing up. Glory to God. So 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And then on Mondays, we have Bible teaching with our teacher, Dr. Lorraine Navarro, from 12 noon Central to 1, from 12 at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. And she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God. and to grow. Praise God. And then on Tuesdays, we have prayer. And all of these, the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts is the same phone number, 516-418-5699. On Tuesdays, we have prayer. And we call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And it's 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We have four volunteers that pray in tongues. And then we all have, we hear the interpretation of them praying in tongues as well. Praise God. Then on Wednesdays, just the second Wednesday of every month, we have healing service. Our next healing service, mark your calendar and set your cell phone alarm. Our next healing service is the 13th of April, Wednesday, April 13th, 8 p.m. Central, p.m. Eastern. Amen. And we have our co-host, Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey, and praise God. So we hope to see you there. Lots of people are getting healed on last month. This month, actually, there were 11 healings in one evening. Glory to God. And then on Thursdays, we have our Get 'Em Radio Thursday Edition broadcast. And this month, we have a special guest. Her name is, I want to call it Dr. Jackie, Minister Jackie O'Kelly. And God has blessed her with generational blessings. We've heard her testimony. She's a musician. We've heard her sing. She's an artist. We've seen her artwork. And on this Thursday, we will hear from her book, about her book. So she's written a couple of devotionals, so she's an author as well. And these books are really good. And they're about deliverance, beautiful deliverance from some things. And a lot of deliverance goes on during the sanctification process. Praise God. So she'll be here on this Thursday. And then one more Thursday, we'll have her after that. So, well, praise God. We hope to see you all. And you'll get to learn and grow. As we have, or during our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Praise God. Praise God. So now I'm going to open up the line. I see your line is open, Pastor Price, if you wanted to say anything. Minister Carey, your number one key is still pressed. Anyone else, if you have anything you want to say, press your number one key.
Yes, I just thank God for the service today and for the word from the beginning to the end. I thank God on the pearl to ponder about Jesus being the Prince of Peace who came to bring a sword, and how that when you gave that analogy about the spoiled banana had to be removed before they affected the good bananas, and Jesus came with that sword. I thank God for that. I thank God again for the three stages of salvation that you ministered on, and I just praise God for it. I'm learning and continuing to get rooted and grounded in justification and sanctification today, and we'll be going into glorification. I just thank God for that that dash, you know, that between,
amen.
You know, the that dash, that sanctification dash, and I
yes.
Just thank God for the prayer that you gave and all that was ministered to today. It's just so much, was just so much, but it was good much. And I thank God for the confession that we're blessed, loved, and that's really something we have to continue to stand on, what God said,
yes.
That we're free and valuable, we have purpose, we're strong, all of those. And when you said I am important, I thought about Mary, our sister, when they used to have that, when the ladies that were in that movie, and they said, you are important, and I love the way she says that. And I just thank God, you know. And one of the things that did kind of stand out to me, which was such a great blessing today, was when you gave your favorite scripture in Galatians 2:20, and that how that God left us here to demonstrate him. We often think about that, how Jesus demonstrated the Lord, but he leaves us here to demonstrate him. We're cities set up on a hill. Our purpose is to demonstrate Jesus here in the earth realm, where Jesus lives, moves, and has his being in us. That's something that I've taken, that I'm keeping in my spirit, and I thank God for it. So I'm looking forward even to the next week's message where you talk about the reality of this, of that sanctification process, and I thank God for you. So God bless. Mom, I love you, Mom, and love you too, Apostle, and thank God for you both and for this service today. Glory to God.
Amen.
Going back on mute.
Love you. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Minister Carey, did you want to say anything?
Yes. Pastor Mom and to everyone, I do thank the Lord for the word that you gave today, the scriptures that we can stand on. Because you said if we stand on them, it's a sure foundation. And when things come in, we will not be shaken. And sometimes things come in, and they come in all of a sudden, and sometimes they do shake you. But as he bring the word back to you, to stand on it and go through the whatever trial or thing that you're going through, because it comes to drain. Sometimes you do get drained, but I thank the Lord that he will strengthen you after the drain.
Yes.
He will come in and pour in. So I just praise the Lord, and I thank you for giving us the scriptures to go back and meditate on them and really grasp them as we walk through.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your comment. Amen. Anyone else? Okay. I'm opening up everybody's line. Put yourself on mute if you're not going to say anything. Just for a minute, and then I'm gonna we're gonna go ahead and close. Hallelujah. So everyone's line is open, so you can go ahead and speak if you wanted to say anything. All righty. Praise the Lord. We'll give you another few seconds. Amen. And we'll get ready to close it down. Amen. So glad all of you are here today. Amen. Pastor Mom, did you want to make any comments?
I just want to say everything is very nice today.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Everything is very nice. Amen. Thank you. Okay, so you can say your closing prayer.
Me?
Yes, ma'am. May the Lord.
May the Lord watch you through these people. We ask them one for another. In Jesus' name, say that.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mon. That came out real good, didn't it? Amen. All right. Well, God bless you all, and have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Have a blessed rest of the day. Love you all.